After a while, Abbess Lysian had to clear the gatehouse of mourners. Mulmun, Burby, before Mulgrud and his crew would take on the sad task of dressing Brinty in a clean habit and preparing the young mouse for his final rest. Even amid all the sorrow, word had got out of Skipper and Brink's discovery. To take their mind off things, the kindly Brink invited all the Redwallers to his cellars, where they could watch him restoring the coronet. Lysian sat with her paws around Giri and Sribsy, trying to cheer them up.
Come on now, imagine what Brinty would say if he could see you both wailing like a pair of dibbins on bath night. We've found Tyria's crown for her. Now watch what Mr. Greyspoke is doing.
Brink had covered the head of a wooden mallet with a soft cloth. He looped the squashed coronet around the spur of his anvil. Moving the coronet around slowly, he beat at it gently, explaining the process as he worked.
Pure gold is a soft metal, easy to shape. Even you go gently, it shouldn't crack or break. Softly does it now, never be too hard, and be careful not to hit the pretty green stone. There now, that should do it.
He held the restored coronet up for all to see.
A crown fit for the head of a queen, eh?
The onlookers stared admiringly at the beauty and simplicity of the object. When drinks had been served all around, Abbess Lysian made a small speech.
Redwallers, it is always sad when we lose one of our friends, more so when it is a young creature who is not fated to live out his full seasons. We will never forget Brinty. Let us drink to all the happy memories we have of him. To Brinty.
Every beast repeated the name and drank. In the silence that followed, Skipper had a word to say.
He was a good and cheerful young mouse, and a true friend to all, including my daughter, Tyria.
Giri felt he had to say something.
He saved me from the gannet. Brinty was very brave.
Then the young squirrel touched the bandage around his ear and fell silent. Tribsy made a visible effort to finish the tribute. As he spoke, tears coursed down the young mole's homely face.
Our poor Brinty, him worry bestest friend us has ever had. We'd be a missing him forever.